Change has found one demolition expert with 28 years experience who thinks he knows what happened. When he was shown the video for the first time, he was taken aback.
Dit is controlled demolition.
Zeker weten.
Zeker weten. Er is nasprongen. Het is in opdracht gebeurd. Het heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Maar dit is ook op 11 september gebeurd.
Weet je dat zeker?
Ja.
Was het zeker weten de 11e? Kan heel waar zijn.
7 uur nadat de World Trade Center naar beneden viel.
Ja? Hebben ze hard gewerkt?
But it's not a view shared by other demolition experts. Control Demolition Incorporated is one of the world's leading demolition companies. Mark Loiseau has been in this family business all his life. He knows what it takes to bring a building down.
The largest steel structure we've taken down, which I think is still a Guinness record, is the J.L. Hudson building in Detroit. It took months to design it. It took months to prepare the structure for the placement of the explosive charges. Months. It's noisy. There's just no way to get around it. You go in, you knock out, usually, all the walls on the floors where you place explosives, gut them.
Then there's the placing of all the hundreds of explosive charges, plus literally miles of initiating cable and miles more detonating cord.
Is it actually possible to have done a controlled demolition of a building like Building 7 and it to be occupied and no one to have seen anything?
In a screenplay, in a movie. Something with Bruce Willis in it, maybe. In reality, no.
But the architect Richard Gage has an answer for that.
I don't know what to say to that. These explosives have a life expectancy. They have a shelf life. Some of the ones manufactured here in this country, they say use within 3 years. Otherwise, you can't trust them to go off at all.
But what about the sounds of explosions before this one was recorded after both of the Twin Towers had collapsed and before Tower 7's collapse?
What's an explosion sound like? Most people don't know because most people have never heard one. So any sharp, loud bang, that's probably an explosion.
10 massive buildings were partially damaged or destroyed on 9/11. Everywhere, burning cars and trucks and petrol tanks exploding. But was any evidence found of the huge explosive charges that would be needed at the time of Tower 7's collapse?
When you're dealing with charges this size, the amount of air that is displaced will break windows easily.
Mark Loiseau was brought in by the Office of Emergency Management 3 days after 9/11 to advise on the removal of debris.
There were a lot of broken windows there, mainly from impact of debris, but I didn't see windows broken on the backs of buildings, only where debris falling from the towers struck it. But come around the backside, no. Windows weren't broken there. They were shielded from debris falling. If explosives of the magnitude necessary to cut the columns in a big building were detonated, the windows all the way around would have been shattered. No way around it.
And they would leave behind some unmistakable signs of explosives.
In a structure that is taken down with explosives, you would find these tubes. You would very likely find the upper portion of this cap where the delay element is.
Investigators for the first inquiry by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, were on the scene immediately.
And shaped.
I suppose you can keep saying, but what if, what if, what if, and you could go to Fantasyland and make up whatever you wanted. It's just not real. It's not real. The materials and the technologies just aren't there. If they were, I'd know.
Mark Loiseau is not unbiased due to his very wealthy clientele. He also works for the federal government. he can't come out and say this is a controlled demolition if he doesn't want to lose many of his top clients.
But other people have gone much further and accused Marc Loiseau of being part of a conspiracy.
But they say that you did work at Ground Zero, which you did, and you've got the absolute perfect credentials for a government-paid demolition expert, and of course you're going to say, I didn't do it, but you've absolutely fit the bill.
I'd make a great terrorist, I suppose. Unfortunately, I don't have those inclinations.
Since 9/11, Marc Loiseau and his company have been the subject of a hate campaign and even accused of mass murder.
I'm disturbed by 9/11. I'm disturbed by all of this. But I think there are ways to handle it and ways that you don't handle it. And you certainly don't terrorize people like the good folks that work here and family members.